From the Diocese of Gallup, welcome to CrozierCast. I'm Suzanne Hammonds, Director of Communications, and with me, as always, is your host, Bishop James Wall. Bishop Wall, how are you today?
I'm well, Suzanne. How are you?
Good, good. And we are, it is, when as the time of recording this, Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday, and so we thought we'd talk about Lent, how to make a good Lent. And it's always a good topic we like to revisit each year. So, Bishop, what are your recommendations for Catholics this Lent?
Well, it's kind of good to, I think we took a little bit of a hiatus on our podcast, and so I think this is a good time to jump back on it as we start up with a new liturgical season, which is great. So for Lent, you know, there's the basic things that we do during Lent. We can do these throughout the year, and we should, but the things that we focus on, because it has a bit of a penitential nature to the season, are the three acts of prayer and fasting and almsgiving. Those are the three things that we do in order to bring about conversion, you know, change of heart within our own lives. That's what the life is always about. It's always about conversion and becoming more and more like Christ. So I think those three things, to think about how we're going to do that. I think a lot of times if we're not preparing properly, we can get about a week or two into it and say, "Whoops, I haven't thought about what I'm going to do or how I'm going to add to my Lent this year." So I think to think about those things, we're going to hopefully post this on Ash Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
And people can maybe if you haven't done it yet, they can think about what they're going to do, and if they have, then they can recommit themselves to what they're going to do.
Do you have recommendations for? I think sometimes it's hard to maybe choose what to do. Do you have any particular favorite sacrifices or practices that you like?
I do. You know, there's some I've done ever since I've been ordained, and I started it with because of my first pastor. He would always give up alcohol for Lent, and that's one of the things I always do. And that's a practice. I think it's a good practice. And then there's the whole thing, well, what do Sundays count? And technically Sundays don't count because Sundays are always, are always a day of the Lord. And so, but that's one of the practices that I continue through on Sundays. So there are certain things I give up. Like if I give up watching just, you know, sports on TV, or give up watching, you know, binging things on streaming apps and stuff like that, on Sunday I might, you know, watch a couple. But one of the things I do continue through with is alcohol, things that I give up.
Well, in our diocese, for those who know, and then for those who are outside, there's a lot of driving to get to different parishes. So when you do a lot of driving, you said sometimes you also give up every sports radio, right?
I do. And I'm thinking about that one again, because I'm a bit of a sports junkie. But I find out when I do that, there's two things that happen. One is I get a little more silence in the car, a little quiet, contemplative silence, even when I'm driving. I find I'm a little more patient with other drivers on the road when I do that. But also I'll listen to, you know, audio books, or I'll listen to, podcasts, Catholic podcasts or Catholic radio. I love listening to relevant radio. I think they're just outstanding. So I found that when I do that, it, you know, opens me up to a lot of other things too.
Yeah.
As much as I love sports talk, you know, especially when we're getting ready for baseball to start up,
March Madness,
basketball is going crazy right now. The Suns traded for Kevin Durant. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in my head right now, and we got March Madness coming up. The Arizona Wildcats are playing well, and so it's a bit of a sacrifice, as you can hear.
Yeah, that's good. And then the other thing I think you've mentioned before too is sometimes it's good to, along with giving something up, to form begin practice. And it was going to daily mass, right, that helped you discover your vocation?
Yeah, back in the early 90s, I made a decision one Lent. I said, I'm gonna go to mass every day. And I remember thinking, oh, okay. And this is, you know, I think at the time I knew my vocation, but wasn't following it.
Yeah.
And I started going to daily mass. And so there's two things that happened. I started going to daily mass, and the other thing that I discovered within that was Eucharistic adoration. So those are two things that I added to my Lenten practice, and that's one of the practices is prayer. Those two things I added to Lenten practice, which helped me to rediscover my vocation, and then also, more importantly, to follow it. So, and a lot of people will do that. They'll go to Mass during Lent. It's kind of entertaining. You'll see Mass during Lent. You'll see the numbers go up, and then the Easter season comes along, and then the numbers drop. And I thought we should probably try to carry that through.
Yeah, because the idea of Lent isn't I give up one thing and it's I'm just doing it for Lent and then I can go right back to it. Certainly,
yeah.
You know, I mean, things like sports talk, of course, that's okay to go back to. But like sometimes people use it as an opportunity to stop harmful practices or start up good practices. And so should this be something that we try to do to keep in mind that this is something we should try to do all year?
Yeah, it really should serve as a springboard into better behavior. Obviously, daily Mass is great behavior. Or if there's maybe a particular vice that we're struggling with, that we really want to focus on, you know, the things that we do during Lent, the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, that help us to overcome that vice, and then help us to replace it with the virtue, whatever the corresponding virtue is, or the opposite virtue of it.
And now if people are out there that maybe they have lots of little kids at home or they're really busy, they shouldn't feel guilty if they can't do something like daily Mass every day. But do you recommend just even 5 minutes of prayer more than they're used to every day?
Yeah, starting? Decade of the Rosary. Maybe if you're saying, well, I want to add to my prayer, what should I do? And sometimes people might say, and especially if you're at home with little ones or homeschooling or whatever the case is, you might say, okay, I'm going to do a whole rosary every day. With little ones, that might be virtually impossible. So maybe to start off with, you know, doing a decade of the rosary and building upon that, or doing Lectio Divina, you know, taking the daily readings from Mass and choosing the first reading, the psalm, or the gospel, and quietly praying over the word, and then allowing the word to speak to your heart and your mind, and seeing what the Lord is telling you or calling you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to, if we want to look at prayer, if our prayer life is non-existent, let's add to it. If our prayer life is kind of mediocre, let's improve upon it. And if a prayer life is really good, let's just strengthen it.
Yeah.
So I think those are good things to do.
What about, this is probably a great time to go to confession. If somebody is maybe hasn't gone to confession in a long time, I know sometimes, I mean, we all feel sometimes ashamed or scared to go, but do you recommend just getting over it and going?
Going. Yeah, that's the thing. Bite the bullet.
Yeah,
and it's a penitential season.
Yeah.
And so one of the sacraments that we really focus on is the sacrament of reconciliation, penance, we call it confession. And so, you know, to find the time to do that. And two, if it's been a long time, that's great. Go back to the sacrament, and the priest who's waiting there for you, he's going to rejoice that you're there. Sometimes people can get a little like, I can't go to my parish because the priest will know my name, but my voice, even if I go anonymously. But yeah, we don't. And we see anyone that comes to us, we see them all the same, right? Just as we are, right? Sinners in need of a Savior. And Jesus gives us this wonderful sacrament in order, because he knows our condition. He knows we're weak and we're frail and we're prone to sin. But he gives us this beautiful sacrament in order to give us absolution, to heal us, and set us free.
And do you recommend also any daily or weekly practices of adjusting our mindset to, because Lent is to build to the Easter season.
It is.
So do you have anything that you recommend Catholics, like let's say they go to adoration, what are some things that you would recommend they sort of meditate upon or think about as we build up to Easter?
Well, if you've been going to adoration, then you're used to the silence. And I would say within that, to just be comfortable with the silence and allow the Lord to speak with you, and maybe do a little less speaking to the Lord, even in mental prayer, and trying to listen to the Lord to speak with you. There are all sorts of good little resources to take with you to Eucharistic adoration. I know the Magnificat and all the things that they publish are just outstanding. They're exceptional. And so maybe to use a portion of the Magnificat, the daily readings, read them and then just silently pray and allow the Lord to speak to you by doing that. When we do go to adoration, we want to also take advantage, or we're during, adoring our Lord, but we also want to take advantage of the silence so that the Lord can speak to us. If we fill it up a little too much with our own words, then we can be difficult to listen to the Lord.
Yeah. And do you have any particular favorites? I know a lot of people like to do novenas or maybe read the lives of the saints. Do you have any favorite novenas or favorite saints that you like to read about?
Yeah, I do. I love just love reading the lives of the saints. So this year, my big thing is I'm going to read, and it's going to carry it over into Easter because it's quite the work. I'm going to read St. Augustine's City of God.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to start off with in Lent, and I want to move it all the way through into the Easter season. So that's what I just decided, and you know, divided about so many pages each day.
Yeah.
And try to stick with that. And if I finish it early, then I maybe can pick up something else too. But you know, maybe there's a spiritual classic out there. You know, Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. It's another just an incredible book. Or Thomas A. Kempis, Imitation of Christ. That's another spiritual classic. I think, you know, Pope Benedict XVI, his I think three volumes of commentary on Scripture, Jesus of Nazareth. I think one of those three are very, very good things to read that can help us to grow in our relationship with the Lord too. So try to not to, you know, bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
Try to be very realistic. You know, for example, one year I said, I'm gonna completely give up TV. And it was brutal. And this was on as a pastor in Phoenix. And March Madness rolled around.
Yeah.
The Wildcats had a great team that year. And I'll be honest with you, I fell.
Yeah.
And so I always say, well, let's be realistic about the things that we're going to give up or the things that we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like that with coffee. I thought I'd go cold turkey.
Oh, I tried that one year. Didn't work.
Yeah, and I think you have to be kind to yourself too, because especially if it's something physical like caffeine, it's hard to give up because your body just kind of, you can ease off of it or go half or something, you know, or whatever. But yeah, it's.
I tried that in the seminary. And so obviously it started on Wednesday. And I remember sitting in my room at the seminary, and it was a Sunday night. So I was a few days into it.
Yeah.
And I had the worst headache in the world. So about 10 o'clock at night, I remember grinding beans, brewing a really strong pot of coffee, and drinking about two or three cups. And I just can't do that. That was a Sunday. I could have technically got away with it, but.
And that brings up a good point, though. If somebody misses a day or forget or something happens, should they feel super guilty about it or just, you know?
If you fall off the horse, get right back on.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing to do. If you fall off, get right back on. It's good to do. The whole purpose of the Lenten season is to help us to grow in virtue, help us to grow in holiness, help us to be more like the saints, but most importantly, help us to be more like Christ. All the things that we do and the things that we don't do, the intention always is that. They're not an end in themselves, but the intention is to become more Christ-like.
Excellent. Okay, any final thoughts? Anything you want to leave us with?
It's a great season, and you know, it's a very Catholic season. I think we really gear ourselves up for this. I know today we're having our annual Mardi Gras party with the staff, and we have all sorts of games, and we play Catholic Jeopardy and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
But it's an opportunity, and we don't want to let an opportunity pass by, and to help us in this opportunity, to help us to grow in grace and become more like Christ. I think, you know, I did talk to a friend that mentioned this to me, that he and his family are going to rewatch the episodes of Chosen throughout the Lenten season. I think that's a great thing to do. And I've gotten all the way through, so maybe I might start up again and go back and see some of the things that I missed.
Especially doing it as a family instead of individually.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you leave us with a prayer for Lent?
Sure. Okay. May the Lord in his love and his mercy pour his spirit out upon you and bless you and strengthen you. And may this journey of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving help you to grow in grace and to help you grow in virtue and to help you to become saints. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Bishop Wall.
Thanks, Suzanne. God bless. Okay.